The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Light. Sun's out and climbing. It should be a nice day for the time of year.
Did Lisa get back last night?
Yeah, she got back. Late. Very late for a girl of her age. But us daughters can stay out late, can't we? We have that freedom.
Oh, why don't you go home, Beth?
I daren't. I'd break their hearts, wouldn't I? But what about you, Mark? What keeps you on the streets?
Stupidity, I reckon.
I'm an addict. Dependent. A classic case, as any social worker would tell you.
How about Lisa?
Ah, she's tough as old boots. All she knows is the streets. I'm her baby. She had one at 15. Had it taken away from her, in the nicest possible way. Now I'm her baby. What I cry for, I get.
You don't cry. At least I've not heard you.
Don't you believe it.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Is Lisa around?
She's gone. Shopping. There were things we needed. She was out last night, after you came back. She went out working. Doing business, she called it. So we have funds.
Good.
You're right about me. I should be looked after.
You might have given me up and gone home. Sorry I'm late.
No, I've kept busy. Went to Woolies and got a pad. I had this idea of doing lightning sketches at £2 a time.
Hey, you know, if not versatile. Any takers?
Well, not at £2. Not at £1. Finally, I got 50p and a woman asked me to draw a dog.
Oh, can't be bad.
Are you kidding? Rotten mongrel took one look at the result and bit me.
Truth never pays, or hardly ever. Any road, let's get the van unloaded now I'm here. Then I'll leave you in charge a while I nip off on another errand.
Ooh, I'm beginning to feel needy.
Oh, it's a new line I've been offered.
Any more pots?
No, something completely different. In fact, I'm not sure that I'll be interested. Will Dawn be showing her face today?
I don't know. She should be at school.
Well, if she does turn up, tell her I can use her. Might even be a bit extra in it with this new line I'm considering. She should be a big help, should I take the plunge?
And I'll pass that on if she does show herself. She's problems the terms, see. Her dad's just turned his toes up and her mum's took to the bottle.
Oh, I see. I wondered what a pretty girl like her were doing with the likes of you.
Oh, very droll. Remind me to drop one of these teapot boxes on your toes. Any word of your brother?
No, not a sign. My mum thinks we should fetch the law in. My dad reckons that smacks of panic. A week or so at Tupney Road, wanna do him near. Then Connie the Terrible, that's my gran. Reckon she saw him or his double in Hamlet the other day. Man, she's as blind as a bat. Tried to follow whoever it were. Bumped into a soldier of the Lord selling war crime. He had words, of course. The human skull can make an awful mess of a brolly.
I laughed at him once. I was gone a fortnight and finally the cops fetched me back.
You've been reported missing then?
Oh, no. Cops just picked me up. That rotten pair of cool parents didn't even know I'd gone.
Takes all sorts. Well, that's the lot. I'll leave you to set it out. All the four. I'll be back in a jiffy.
You didn't mind, did you, Bernard? Me giving them your name? They wanted a name, an address. I thought, crikey, if they ring me dad and mam up, I wouldn't like them to see me in a police cell.
I didn't mind at all, Mark. You did the right thing.
I mean, I knew you could handle things, talk to people.
Of course, Mark. Only too glad to be of help. Certainly in terms of anything that involves you.
Just that we'd had words, hadn't we? Or more than words, really. You don't take any prisoners.
I was angry, hurt, disappointed. It went deep, Mark. Deeper than I expected. I care for you a good deal.
I know. And I know that all I did was take... I was arrogant.
Insensitive, perhaps. Or, well, just immature, I suppose.
I tried to break into Blow's garage. I've made a clean breast of it. I must have been mad. We had to run. I thought I'd been seen. Thought they'd be asking questions at home.
You said we?
Yeah. Me and my partners in crime.
Not Philip?
Philip? Why is he back? Have you heard he's back?
No, I just wondered.
He walked out on me, you know. Just took off. I thought we were, well, permanent. Things seemed so good and then he just went and...
I did warn you.
I thought you were jealous.
It was there, I suppose. But I was genuinely concerned. Philip was obviously a fly-by-night sort of character. I knew you'd get hurt.
Did they say out? The police? I've made a statement. Will they let me go? I mean, I know I'll be charged, but...
I think we can arrange bail. But I'll be required to stand surety. Which probably means you'll have to stay at my flat till all this is cleared up.
No, Dawn, my sweet innocent child. This, you see, displayed before your wondering eyes is not, as you call it, saucy underwear. What I'm proposing to peddle here as a new line is adult night attire. I mean, let's have a bit of class if you don't mind.
Well, whatever you call it, you'll get arrested flogging this stuff in Anley Market.
Not at all. It will go in the wink of an eye. Plus, I hear the Vice Squad have all gone to Bangkok on holiday.
For somebody your age, do you talk some nonsense?
Look, just forget me greyers and listen. This market business, see, it's all about attracting folk to your store. You don't want them just traipsing by, taking not a blind bit of notice.
That's where your markets are.
You're very dogmatic for one so young. You need a crowd, stood stirring, not 3 foot from your merchandise. And to get that, you have to have a gimmick, a hooker.
And this is it. These bits of bras and daft knickers. Where'd you get them?
Off an old pal. King of the Kissogram racket. I could get you work if you wanted it. He had plans of starting a nightclub. Stocked up on costumes for the staff and then couldn't get a licence.
Ever likely these were his costumes. Were it a topless nightclub or what?
Oh, they had a roof.
A roof? Topless didn't mean not having a roof.
A joke, little smarty pants.
I'm not little. And if I'm smart, so what?
I can see you're not little. I've noticed. We're like peas in a pod, me and thee. Nature didn't pass either of us by. It is nature, by the way.
Eating a school dinners, I can tell you that.
What I mean was, you don't do out clever with hankies, like.
I do not.
That clinches it, then. I can offer you top spot in our little outdoor cabaret. I reckon you'd look a right picture in this black satin number with fishnet tights setting it off and a little red garter to snap.
What? Wear them? Get off, I'll be all goose pimples.
Oh, don't be nesh. Stead warm for time of year, if you ask me.
They'll never allow it.
It'll be all over about shouting in 5 minutes. It'll be like an happening, an event. These students do far worse on rag day. The market committee should thank me for brightening things up a bit. This gets in paper, we could have impresarios down. You could end up getting a phone call from Hollywood.
Oi, you Baron Strike, or what? It's my tea break.
I ain't gonna tick. We're just nipping down to ladies' conveniences down road there.
I must be balmy.
And Terence, grab that busker. Give him a quid and ask him if he knows that tune called The Stripper.
This way. Mark, was it?
Mark, yeah.
Ever been to the mortuary before, Mark?
No.
Well, don't worry. Like I said, in the car coming down, it's simply a question of identification. Just hang on here a tick. Female, George. Fetched in an hour ago.
Right, Sarge.
Over here, Mark. Just the face, George. Do you recognise her, Mark?
Yeah. It's Bev.
You sure?
I'm sure.
This is one of the girls you teamed up with. Bev and Lisa. This is Bev.
Yes. Cover face, please.
Ta, George. This way, Mark. You just knew her as Bev? Nothing more?
Just Bev.
Were you fond of her?
I hardly knew her. But, yeah, I was. She were easy to get fond of. What happened?
Overdose. Finally, her mate saw sense and called an ambulance. Too late, of course. Now she's sorry. You're sorry. We're all sorry. Hello, Lisa. Sorry to keep you waiting. They're hardly a laugh a minute, are they, mortuaries? Give you a cup of tea, did they?
Yeah.
You know Mark, don't you?
That's right.
or driver, the mechanic. Not exactly Charles Bronson, is he? St. Ives, no chance. Get to bloody Congleton and stretch him.
I tried.
This is the person you knew as Lisa, then, is it?
Yes.
Don't look at me like that. I only got Bev what she needed. I didn't know. I'm not an expert, am I? Bev needed the stuff. I did business to get her the stuff. I did business so she could feel good. Just for a while. Just her and me. She felt good, I felt good. Selfish cow, aren't I? I won't praying away. Hope to God they put me away.
Arm on my shoulder. Little wiggle. Now kick. Hey, watch, I'm not a flaming football.
I'm catching a cold.
Turn. Do, 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 do. Sashay. And one more kick. Don't forget the smile.
Oh, I'm going to fall off, eh?
Hey, watch out, she's lost the balance.
Okay, I've got her.
It's all right for you, look. They have more room at Palladium, you know. Now, listen. Hold still, depart you not.
Look at her posing. She doesn't care, does she? I'm frozen stiff.
Here's your coat. Best nip down the ladies and get changed while we drum up some trade.
No, if I'm into this, I'm into it.
Ah, my gorgeous assistant is back on her feet. Now, what's she got that your good ladies and your girlfriends haven't? I'll tell you, she has got a full set of...
dentures, is it, love?
No, not dentures, sir. Not even silicone implants. But a full set of sexy underthings. Yeah. Straight from Gay Paris. Guaranteed to give her indoors the folly bajeur look. And retailing at just £1 a square inch or a £5 minus the fishnets.
Yeah.
Now, don't all rush at once, for I'm an ordered a queue. Supplies are limited. Money back if not delighted.
Crikey, it's starting to rain.
Hang about, you won't wash away. They're biting. We're going to do some trade here. Step right up, gentlemen. And look sharp, we could be raided any minute. Hey, stay where you are, Dawn. Another minute won't hurt.
Oh, I dare. There's some girls over there from my class.
Oh, they'll not recognise you. Right, sir. £5, sir. Just see me assistant, sir, and he will hand you the goods under plain cover. And you, sir? Change from a tenner, sir, or is it two, sir? Only one for the wife? Well, the girlfriend will be disappointed.
Look, they're looking, they're staring. Seen enough.
Hey, Dawn Steele, we're going to tell on you.
Drink okay, Mark?
Fine.
The pyjamas fit, do they?
More or less.
How's the dressing gown?
Very nice. Silk, isn't it? Do I get to keep it?
Feel free. At least you look human again.
It's a terrific bathroom. Terrific flat. Can I stay here?
I said so, didn't I?
Well, you said till things were cleared up.
In the first place. Then it depends, doesn't it?
On what?
On how our relationship goes.
I reckon it'll go fine. I've learnt a lot these last few weeks.
You've grown up.
Yes, I have. Wouldn't you be taking a risk? Having me here sort of long term? Isn't your family bound to find out?
Perhaps it's time they did. And, shouldn't you be getting in touch with yours?
I don't see why. They turned me away, didn't they? Left me out on the street.
Yes, but I don't think they were sort of fully aware. But that's not my concern. That's up to you and your conscience.
Conscience? They didn't show much.
Maybe not. But my only concern is, well, developing my relationship with you, if I can. If you want it.
It's an option.
An option?
A choice. Which side you're on? The winners or the losers? Your sort don't end up on the streets. You put people there.
Mark...
It's winners or losers, Bernard. Crew Alexander or Liverpool. I know which I'd sign for. Graham Souness only has to make the call. Nice drop of whiskey this, Bernard. I'll have another if you don't mind.
Today's episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The Cold Cloughs has been created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Cold Cloughs return with another episode on Monday.